good evening, everyone. Welcome to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave. We are here this evening, and we're going to be talking Siena Heights women's lacrosse. That's what we have on the schedule here for this evening. We're hoping to get a chance to talk to the new head coach of the Siena women's lacrosse program. That's Brandon Allwood. Hoping to talk to him in studio here this evening. And just give me, let you give you some information about Allwood. He was previously at, he did an 8-year run at Division III Hanover. He was in the Division NCAA Division III program with Hanover. And he was 52 and 58 overall in his 8 seasons there, but he had a good record in their conference, compiling a 29 and 16 record in conference play. His Panther team, his teams rather, they reached the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference Championship games in 2019, 2021, and 2022. And he is originally from the New Buffalo area. So he is, he's good to get back to Michigan here. From being in Hanover, and we're going to get to Fred. We're going to be right back. We've got the coach here. We're going to talk some more with him. He's going to stop by here, so we'll be right back, and we'll be with you here after we take this break here on Siena Sports Weekly on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
All right, welcome back inside the cave here, Siena Sports Weekly. The gang is here. We have the maestro himself, Fred Smith. Hello, Fred.
How you doing, John? Good to see you again, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I hear, you know, when I listen to you on the radio, but I don't get a chance to talk to you much.
Yeah, well, you're probably lucky. You're probably lucky. And we've got our guests here. We have got Anime Martin. Is that right, Anime?
Yes.
And you're from Cold Springs, Kentucky, and we're going to talk with more with you in a minute. And, of course, we got the guy, Brandon Allwood, the new head coach of the Siena Heights women's lacrosse team. Welcome to the community, Brandon.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here. I'm originally from Michigan. I actually lived in Adrian for a little bit.
No kidding.
Well, not in Adrian. My parents worked for Adrian College.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, but yeah, so it's really good to be back home. You know, it's good to be here.
Okay. So we're going to get a chance to talk to both of you here this evening. So I gave people a little bit about your background. You know, you were at Hanover. Division III, had a good record in the conference. You got to the conference championship game 3 times, so you had success there.
Yeah, we had a lot of success. I feel that I was set up for success from the get-go. The coach before me had recruited really well, and my boss was really supportive on like me coming into my own as a young coach. I always kind of have a joke that I started really strong. I got Coach of the Year my first year ever as a head coach. I never got it again, but really hoping that that kind of changes. It was a really cool honor. I was really blessed to have a wonderful team that worked with me. Like, we were picked to finish like 9th or 10th, and we got 4th. So it was a really cool run. It was a good year. It was fun.
What league was Hanover in?
So my first couple years, we were in the ORLC, which was the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference and the President's Athletic Conference combined.
Combined, right.
So that was quite big. And then we got more teams in the HCAC.
So you could have your own.
Yep, and so we added more, and now there's both men and women's lacrosse. They have an automatic qualifier there. And,
yeah. So, Coach, where are you from originally? You said you were here for a while, but where'd you grow up mostly?
I grew up in New Buffalo, Michigan.
Yeah.
It is on like the far southwest side of the state, exit 1 on I-94.
Right.
grew up on the lake. It was a pretty cool way to grow up. My lacrosse story is a bit different in that I didn't play in high school, but I had a lot of friends that were these rich kids from Illinois, went to these private schools, and they all played lacrosse. I went to college, Albion College, to play soccer. And my roommates were all there, and they were like, hey, we really need people for the lacrosse team. And I was like, I actually have a small amount of experience. How many people do you need? And they're like, well, there's 12 of us, and 10 are on the field at a time. And I was like, oh, so like, will I play? And they're like, yeah, we need like 20. So there was like 13 or 14 of us that year, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And then the women's game, just kind of having a lot of friends on the team and learning about their sport, and then I'm having the opportunity to coach the women, just made me fall in love with lacrosse. So I had a unique way of getting here, but it's brought me a lot of joy. I'm having people like Anna May and all the, I think it's like 80 kids that I've coached, has been like the best time. It's been super fun.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to embrace lacrosse a lot more now. Because when I was in college, my roommate, it was a club sport where I went to school, and my roommate was a defenseman, and he used that long stick to wake me up every morning. And so, you know, I'm telling him, good thing you got that long stick. So, yeah, it took me a while to embrace lacrosse, but it has exploded. I mean, especially on the women's side, right?
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's one of like the fastest growing sports in the nation. I think pickleball has upseated lacrosse on that regard. But I think for the women, it is pretty popular. I think there's a lot of women out there who, you know, want to play a sport like hockey or football, or rugby, where they get that physicality. And I think women's lacrosse provides that. I'm sure sometimes when they watch the men's game that they would love to blow someone up and hit them with their stick, but I think as an attackman, Anna May probably prefers them not having 6-foot sticks and chasing her around on the field. So
we're going to get a chance for her to elaborate on that a little more here as we go on with the program here this evening. So well, let's talk a little bit, Anna May. You are from Cold Springs, Kentucky. You went to Notre Dame Academy down there. What drew you, what brought you to Siena Heights?
Well, I was playing at a fall ball tournament in Xenia, Ohio, mm-hmm. and I got an email like the next day from our old coach, Coach Alexa. I think it was her GA technically, but I was just like, oh, a school in Michigan, like might be a good change. Get out of Northern Kentucky. And I just thought it was a really good program when I came and visited. It felt like family right away. So I just made that decision, was like, Siena's the next four.
Okay.
So when you visited NMA and you were attracted, certainly the program, academically, did you know what you wanted to study?
Originally, I was wanting to study biology.
Right.
So the old bio professor, Carl Caster. Yeah, I got to meet with him and talk to him about the program. Sadly, he was retiring.
I know. Boy, he's a great
so
teacher.
I never got to learn from him, but he was really interesting. I like getting to know just about school. I was very interested in med school at the time.
Right.
My interests have kind of shifted a little bit to psychology and occupational
Good.
Therapy, but
great.
Yeah.
So you found your way, so to speak, and what your passion.
Definitely. I'm still a bio minor, so I've still got those little roots.
So did you play any other sports when you were down at Notre Dame Academy other than lacrosse?
No, I didn't. I played lacrosse year-round. I was blessed enough that a team up in Mason, they had indoor, so we could play in the fall and the winter, and then I played travel in the fall and the summer. So
you've been at this for a long, long time.
Yeah, I started in sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad kind of pushed me into it a little bit, and I embraced it.
Yeah, I mean, you get a stick for the first time, and yeah, you want to do something with that, don't you?
Yeah.
It gives you some power.
It
There's
does.
Something behind picking up that stick and having a ball in it and just knowing, I can throw this ball hard, but I can throw this ball way harder with this stick. It's a powerful tool.
It is.
I bet. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a powerful tool, even for waking people up. So, yeah, it's so if we look at the roster, it's mostly regional, close here to Siena Heights, right? The roster
Correct,
you've
yeah.
got.
Anna, you're the farthest away.
I think Ava is. She's from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin, right. Yeah,
me and then Ava Lazareski and Maitland Fuentes are all the furthest ones, I believe.
And Maitland's just in
Maitland's in
Toledo.
Cleveland.
They're Cleveland,
so,
yeah. So
3 hours.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you played high school lacrosse. Was it a big sport down there when you played high school lacrosse?
No, it wasn't. A lot of the teams that we played were either in Lexington, Louisville, or we'd play a bunch of Ohio teams. I think when I started at Notre Dame, we were maybe one of the only teams in Northern Kentucky. I think there was one other one over at St. Henry, but yeah, we were the only one.
Wow, I was going to say, so you guys were on the bus a lot.
Carpools,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So,
you know, Coach, you're looking at your roster, you got about 20 kids. Ideally, how many would you like to have?
Oh, I think ideally a good number would be mid-20s. Right now, you know, having this team we have, we can make things work. A couple injuries makes things difficult, but more so I think what we would like to be able to do is be able to play a full game at practice.
Right.
So having 12-on-12, and even if that means someone experimenting with a new position because we don't have enough, which is just a good skill set to have anyways. If you play offense, you might as well get some defensive reps. So I would say, you know, if I got to come in and just pick a number right away that I feel I'm comfortable managing at this point in time with the assistant that we have, I think 26 would be a great number. Maybe three goalies, two goalies, and, you know, a lot of field players. Because for us, you know, realistically, if we play a game and we are 100% healthy, almost every person on our team should be touching the field. Because it's a tiring game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think ideally, you know, 18 people should step on the field any given game.
You only have one senior, I notice, on your squad. So the junior class is kind of, what, six or seven juniors, which, Andrew, you're one of them.
Yes.
So have you had a chance to see any video of our team from last year or really know much about the kids?
So I think I went a unique way of doing this. When I got here, a lot of this was new. There were a lot of kids on the team last year that had played a ton, and they're not here anymore. A lot of them had graduated out. Oh. You know, some of our people that are scoring the most at practice right now, they're not. No one's going to be like, watch out for her, because she wasn't playing last year. So we have, I think, a couple surprises. So when I was watching a lot of the film, I stopped pretty quickly because I was watching a group of people
and
that I didn't have them. I didn't have this group. So I was getting more out of just spending time with them at practice and spending 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes shooting around. That is where I got to know them as individuals first and as the people that are on the field. But it was a lot easier when you get to see all 18 at the same time than picking and choosing games that maybe Anna May got the play in and she suffered an injury. So there's only so much I can see, where now I got to see her in practice recently and it was amazing. I wouldn't have got the chance to see that on film.
Anna May, your 2 years here, I think it was 22, we were 10-9 overall, but we were 7-2 in our league.
Yeah.
And last year we slipped a little bit. We were 4-5 in the league, 5-10 overall. Mm-hmm. How's your journey been coming to Siena?
My journey has actually been a bit of a long one. I got to play 6 games my freshman year,
okay.
And then I got injured. So I've been out pretty much ever since then.
So what happened?
Yeah, I had a stress fracture in my sacrum at the bottom of my spine on the right side, and had a bunch of nerve issues that's put me out until just recently. And then I was rehabbing, doing a lot of exercises, putting in a lot of work to come back. And then I was in practice a week and a half ago and fell to the floor, and now I have a stress fracture on the other side.
No
so
kidding.
Yeah, very unlucky, very long journey, but it's definitely shaped me as a person.
And I think we're much more hopeful this time around. There's mm-hmm. the nerve problem we're hoping does not last as long.
Yeah.
It's much more hopeful, I believe,
right.
This time around. I don't
yeah.
mean to speak for you, but
mm-hmm.
I'm more hopeful as a coach right now than what I was told.
Yeah.
What I came into meeting Anna May as.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more. You're listening to Siena Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu. Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave. All right. More with women's lacrosse here from Siena Heights. Are you going to get a – hopefully you get a chance. You're listed – I'm not a real good expert, but I'm assuming A is for attack.
Yes.
Attack. And so is that more of a physical position than perhaps midfield and defense, or not necessarily?
I mean, honestly, compared to both the other positions, not including goalie because I have no experience with that, I feel like they're all about equally as physical. I mean, defense, I feel like, doesn't take as many hits as attackers do, but they're the ones giving out the hits. So, I mean, we have the physicality on both ends. I'm just more on the receiving end of it and kind of hurt sometimes with the bruises, but it's worth it.
Well, and Coach, I see on the roster you one goalie. Is that common, or do you normal play? What would happen if the goalie got injured?
That is a great question. I would say ideally we'd be at two or three, where you have a backup and then you have someone you're build up is what I would call that person. So right now we are sitting at one. We will have two next year, so that's a huge positive. Right now, the way we deal that, I mean, Brooke is an awesome, awesome kid. Sat behind a very talented goalie last year, so she knows what it takes, and she's really smart. Everyone on the field gets a break, right? But when you're the only one in your position, you don't. So Brooke is very smart at knowing, I've been playing for a while, maybe I got scored on too many times, or I got hit hard, whatever it is, I need to take a mental or physical break. And Brooke does a great job at doing that. And I think that in the long run is what's going to make it feel as if we have to, because she's going to take the breaks that she needs to take. And we just kind of deal with it, and we aim for different spots on the net, or, you know, you're just smarter with the way that you shoot when someone's not in there. You just play it a little different.
Well, after watching the NCAAs over the years, I mean, like, I don't know, but it seems like there's a certain amount, as far as the goalie is concerned, that they are born with and not necessarily made, because it is a very difficult position to work, to defend.
Yeah, I think it is definitely one of probably the toughest positions in our game. I think one of the biggest reasons being, you know, I'm not trying to discredit any other goalie-type sport, but, you know, you can get scored on one time in a soccer game and you can lose. It could be over. And so to give that up, I understand why a goalie could be very upset. Last year, there was an NAIA game in Florida. Now, maybe 2 years ago, the final score was 26-24. I could not imagine getting scored on that many times and still winning. And so the mental game that goalie, I think, has to go through is pretty unique. It's a cool position. It's a fun position. It's definitely a mental game for sure.
So the goalies, do maybe they have to watch a little more film than maybe the other ones to try and get the tendencies, if they can, of the attack people that they're going to be facing?
I think that's a pretty good question. I would imagine that's where the focus would be, is a little bit of shooting. But I think at the end of the day, our goalie's job is more to be the director, producer, or whatever you want to call it, of the defense. I would be, if Brooke asked me, Coach, do I watch the shooters or do I watch what the offense is doing? I would rather her know what they're doing so she can anticipate where the ball is coming from on the field rather than where they're shooting it. I know Brooke can make the save if she is in the right spot. If Brooke's out of position, the ability for her to make the save, it just drops a little bit. You also asked something along the lines of, are they born this way? And I actually always, whenever I recruit a goalie, one of the first questions I ask is, do you like playing goalie? And if there's any hesitation on that, it is like, this is not for you. This level is not for you, because you have to love it. You have to want to get hit. You have to look at that bruise on your thigh and go, Danny did that. That was like, you have to be able to bounce off that, and you have to be able to be scored on six times in a row without making a save, because that's the game.
Yeah, you have to have a short memory.
You really do. You really do. A lot of people say lacrosse is a game of runs. I have been up 8-1 and lost before. Mm-hmm. I have been down by 7 and won before. If you get scored on four times in the first 10 minutes without making a save, and you get down on yourself, like, the game's over already. Like, you the next four shots might be saved. So now we're 50%. And for 50%, 55, 60 to be phenomenal, you know, it's pretty, you got to be ready to get scored on every other time almost. So,
Coach, what type of coach, if we talk to your Hanover players, what would they say would be your strengths and your weaknesses as a coach?
I will definitely think that that goes kind of two ways. I think there's like an emotional aspect of it where I do believe that is where my abilities lie. I believe if you asked every single kid on my former team, even the ones that maybe we struggled to get along, if you asked them if they loved me, I really believe that they would. My goal is always that at senior day, that when we shake hands, that I say I love you and you say I love you too. And mean it. And that's kind of something that has been pretty consistent. And I really care about that. I think as a coach, when we're talking about the sport, I think where I excel is similar to that, is I'm good at knowing where to meet Anna May and knowing where to meet this person and meet this person, because we're all different people. If I coach this way, one way, a third of my team is going to stay the exact same. A third is going to struggle, and a third is going to get better. I choose, you know, and a big reason I chose Siena, I love the Dominican sisters, where they, like, we look at the individual, we see that person. I see Anna May for how she plays, and I need to adjust to how do I support Anna May. Jenna Alley needs something different. Avery Parks needs something different. Sinai Peters needs something different. I have to meet them where they are and what they need. Sometimes they need me to be a little more of a jerk. I'm not that guy, but if you need that from me, I can do it. I don't know if you're going to like it, but I'll do it. And if you, some people maybe need a little more of that handhold, and if that's what's going to get them better to let go of my hand, like, I'm going to meet you there. And I feel, I think that's what they would say about me. And I personally believe, and I'm not, I hope not to speak for you, I think the team now in this short time would say similar things. I don't expect them to tell me they love me yet, but, like, I guarantee you they like me. And I think they know I see them for the people that they are and the players that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the questions I've got for you is how long and what's the process on trying to bond with your fellow attackers? Because trying to set one of you or somebody else up, there's a lot of synchronization that's involved in that. Is it kind of a feel that you get to the point where you know where your other teammates are at when you're in the, wherever you're at on the field?
I mean, I think a lot of just the sport in general boils down to trust and just believing in your teammates, because I may see something on the field, but I can't guarantee that my attacker that's cutting is going to see the same line of vision that I have. And so just trusting them, trusting that they'll catch that pass and see whether it's that shot or that feed or something, just believing that they understand where you're coming from and what their next step is.
But I imagine that takes a while to develop that.
Honestly, I feel like we've been really good at just trusting each other pretty much off the bat. I think we all realize that we have a similar caliber of strength. The way, like, my class, when we came in, when we were all playing, just getting to know how each other plays, we could see who would see what we're trying to get done. And so just seeing how each other plays is really what helps you trust them. Just seeing that they might see it differently, but they can still execute what you're trying to do.
Well, it's being the, Ava, mm-hmm. She's the senior.
Yes.
But you're the junior attacker.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been an attacker longer than anybody else in the program. on this particular team, right?
I'm not sure. I think.
Well, I mean,
just like how long we've all played, or here.
Right, right. I mean, Ava's the senior, but she's listed as a defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that, you know, you're the junior attacker. That's the most senior of.
Yeah, I mean, there's Abby Scott. She's also a junior attacker. Grace Holland. I think we're the only ones that are attackers left. But all three of us came in. I think we all started lacrosse at different times. But I think everyone's worked their butt off to get to where we're at. And they're all, I'd say they're all very good players.
How's it been for you adjusting to a new coach, you know? I mean, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but, you know, we just, I'm trying to remember, it was kind of last program, John, you weren't here. I'm trying to think of the, oh, it was our men's lacrosse. Yeah, our men's lacrosse coach came in from Aquinas, you know, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, it took a while for them to get used to him, and they seem to be really, they have 11 seniors, but it was an adjustment period. Sounds like this adjustment's going pretty good.
Yeah, I think the best way to describe Coach Brandon coming in was kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
I think we'd all hit a block.
Yeah.
There's most of our team has returned. I think we graduated like 7 or 8 seniors.
Yeah,
but
so it was, yeah,
we still have, I think, 13 or 14 left from last year. And so we'd all kind of hit this spot where we're like, we're not really going anywhere. We're struggling to get along. And Coach Brandon came in, kind of switched up the vibe. I think he brought a new mentality to the
Good.
Team. And so I think that's what's made it pretty easy to adjust.
Oh, that sounds promising then.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you guys went outside today, huh?
First yeah.
day? Yeah, we did. First time in, is this week 3? Week 4?
Four.
Beginning of week 4. Yes, we've been inside for a while. To be outside, it's a much-needed refresher. Even though it's cold and we've got some special rules we need to follow, you know, 40 minutes in outside, and then we have to go in for a rewarming period. But, you know, that time outside is, even though maybe it is shorter, is much more beneficial. I do think we are quite lucky to have the indoor facility that we have. We definitely have made practices work pretty well.
Right.
But there's nothing like getting outside, you know, like, you know, shooting hoops on one court, on one side on a cement court's fun, but playing on the, you know, the wood is where it's at.
Well, we got to take another break, so we're going to be back. You're listening to Siena Heights Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Siena Heights Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. All right, let's talk about the schedule. You have an interesting opener. Is everybody up to speed on what it means to open against Adrian College? And I'm assuming the game is going to be at the Dock.
Yeah, so we are playing at Adrian. I had always heard there was a rivalry, but it was pretty funny to kind of see that it was a bit more there than I expected it to be. I didn't think that we crossed paths much in lacrosse, but that doesn't really matter when the whole school is, you know, I get it. But I'm really excited because we can't talk about the score, but we played played Adrian in our fall ball scrimmage, and it was close. It was incredibly close. And so I think that this is going to be a great opportunity, not for us, but also for Adrian, to have a team, a game that could be a one-goal game, a two-goal game, an overtime game. I mean, there's always the chance one of us could have a great day and the other isn't ready. It could be something else. But the biggest reason, it was actually initially a scrimmage, and Coach Amanda Asher over there reached out and was like, hey, we're two great teams going against each other. Our fall ball game was so great. Like, we should make it a game. Like, let's make this count. And I thought that that was a pretty awesome opportunity. And, you know, we unfortunately lost a team in our conference. So we definitely, I wanted to have another game. I don't want a school not having a team to negatively impact my team. So turning it into a game, I think, is a win-win for everybody. It also gives me a time to create a relationship with the coach over there and with that school, because when they're a stone's throw away and you can scrimmage them every year, you can play them every year, you know, you should definitely build that relationship. And even if it is a competitive relationship / rivalry, I'm really excited to get that going. And, you know, I know the coach over there and we've worked together in the past, and, you know, so I'm excited for this to happen. I'm excited for that to be the first one. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and that'll be a good way, certainly, to start the season because, you know, I think the great opportunity of having somebody, you know, I've played at Adrian, yet I've been at Siena for 48 years. I think that the rivalry is just a rivalry in that for that day, you know, for our alum. But other than that, we don't play in the same league. So it's a game that both of us would like to win, but really we're going to play again next year, win or lose. But I think it's important, and I think what it's important for is it is an opportunity to show the high schools in the area your game too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People that wouldn't know, you know, Adrian Siena alums. Now, we hope on February 5th that weather's a little warmer.
Yeah, that's
where, you know, that's a little risky when you start that early.
It is unique being here, though. As an Albion College grad, Adrian was a couple years ahead of us. So when we started as a program, they were the team to beat. And man, we would go there, and I remember it was a scary time. But that playing those guys every year, like, really turned our program at Albion, and Jake DeCola, who's been there the whole time, like, modeling ourselves after that program and fighting to catch up to them. I mean, it was an awesome motivator because, you know, they had a ton of conference championships in a row, and Albion College also has a decent amount of championships in a row now these days. So, and my former assistant coach when I was a player, he's the head coach of the men's team at Adrian. So it's kind of nice, you know, your lacrosse family is still close. It's cool to have people to rely on as well.
I noticed you go to Kentucky right after that for like...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that on a weekend or is that not?
We'll be leaving on Wednesday or Tuesday. Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. And then it'll be a nice week-long trip. The NAIA is quite spread out when it comes to lacrosse. So we definitely have to maneuver some things, take a week or 2 weeks out of the year, usually spring break, where we can go and, you know, not miss a ton of class time to get two or three games in. You know, playing back-to-back games is stressful, you know, but we have Coach Alex, our assistant coach, we call it finish strong. That's what it says on the scouting report. And we finish strong every day with some sort of conditioning. And Alex, they are a Army Reserve person, so they're bringing some stuff. Alex pushes us pretty hard and also has those days every once in a while where we play dodgeball. But, you know, I think we're going to be pretty ready for a long streak of
games.
So
you're going back to Kentucky, your area, right? That'll be kind of neat.
It's about 3 hours south, still counts.
Okay. Well, you know, the reason I'm kind of hyping it up is if you don't know anything about lacrosse, and you'd like to find out, this would be just like a perfect time.
I agree.
Yeah. Sounds to me like it's going to be a really interesting match between Adrian College and Siena Heights. Could be very close. And it's lots of fun for the fans and the enthusiasm to see the ladies out there are battling one another.
Yeah, I think it would be a cool opportunity. I think our skill level is pretty good. I think that Adrian College's is pretty good. I think that we are both well-coached teams. We are both athletic teams. I think if you didn't know much about lacrosse, this would be a good one to come to because you're going to, the mistakes that are made, the fouls that are made will be obvious because we're in control of ourselves and things like that. I think it'll be easy to understand because we know what we're doing and the ball isn't on the ground half the game like it is with some other, maybe a middle school team or whatever it is, or a terrible college team, I suppose. But, you know, I think it would be really fun to watch. It's a very exciting game. It is fast-paced, and it's cool.
Can I ask you, I noticed in a conference, you said we lost a team.
Concordia University Ann Arbor.
Right,
yep.
Right,
they
yep.
no longer
so,
have a women's lacrosse
right,
team.
And that we know they're going through transition, so they couldn't continue. Mm-hmm. They tried to continue the other sports. I noticed that both Bethel and Marion are in our league, right?
Correct.
As associate members, along with Rochester, Indiana Tech, Madonna, and Lawrence Tech. Is that right?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I noticed that you got your old alma mater, Albion, coming in too. And so you got a nice rounded schedule.
Yeah, and we have a tough schedule. I don't know if I want to say the word blessed at all, but we're ranked fifth in our conference.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was Lawrence Tech.
Gotcha.
They're ranked second in the nation right
now.
Wow,
they're tough.
The second place team was Indiana Tech.
Right.
They're ranked eighth in the nation right now.
Yeah, they've always
they're
been
top
strong.
10 team.
They've always been strong.
Bethel and Marion both receive votes to finish in the top 10.
So
our
tough
whole
league.
Conference above us right now is tough. But I think the great thing about that for us is I want this program to receive votes. That's my goal, with the ultimate hope of where it can be ranked. To do that, you have to play these tough teams. So in a way, we are blessed that every year we know our conference is going to make us tough. It's going to make us fight. If you can play Lawrence Tech in a good game, you can take down Lawrence Tech. Take down anybody. You can win a national championship. If you can take down those teams consistently, you have a 1 year where you go, whoa, we just lost by four. That fires those kids up for next year. That brings in more freshmen or the kids after that. It's really cool to have this opportunity where we don't have to travel across the country to play good programs so we can receive votes to say, we did this against these guys. Look at our resume. Look what we did. And that Albion team, the head coach there, she replaced me when I was an assistant there. So she's been there for a long time as the assistant and just recently became the head coach. And I think that'll be an awesome, really fun game. I used to coach, being from Indiana, at Hanover College. I coached against Bethel and Marion almost every year we played. So I'm familiar with these people. And they're familiar with me, so there'll be nice camaraderie on the field. No one's going to be like, who's this guy?
Okay.
Everyone's going to know who I am coming in. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, with the teams, with the NEI spread out, it's great that you're playing some MIAA teams, you know, because a lot of times what happens is when you play, as you know, as being an NCAA Division III coach or an NAIA coach, beating the other schools doesn't mean much because they can't really rate those teams. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Which you and I both know it's a game.
Yeah.
It should matter. But that's always been what I've heard from, you know, I say, well, why don't we play Adrian? You know, they say, well, you play Adrian and all, it's because it's a good game and it's one where
it's going to make you better.
And it also, you don't have to drive all over heck and miss class and all that. And as I can see, I am real with that. That's one of the things is, making sure you don't miss class because you guys would be busy.
We're a smart
from
team
here on
too.
Out. Yeah, you are a smart team. Huh? That's good.
Well, Anne May, I want to ask you something because it seems to me one of the most important things that happens on the field is the face-off. And have you had any experience in being in the face-off circle, or how? Tell me a little bit about that.
I've never directly taken the draw, but I have been on the circle, and I'm not gonna lie, it's a little scary. You're shoulder to shoulder with this girl. You've got four other people going for the ball next to you too. You got six people there total, and you're all just scrapping. You see that ball go up, it comes down, hits the ground, and it's just a fight. I mean, sometimes you have these girls that can snag it out of the air real quick and get out, but especially in high school, it would be a lot of scrapping for the ball.
And that determines the possessions, the number of possessions that you have.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of sports that are like that. Normally, when somebody has a possession, then the other team has. But that, and you can score, like you said, a number of goals in a row if you're really good in the face-off.
Yeah.
Make it, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the thought.
One of the things that I noticed in my years of being an AD, which I didn't know anything about lacrosse, which I learned very quickly, but you can talk about this. The whistle blows in women's lacrosse much more often than men's.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The men, it's like a free-for-all sometimes out there. You know, they're beating each other with the sticks. The fouls within the women's is something I've never fully understood. So talk about the role of the official and what are the most common fouls that are blown?
Okay, so that's a good question. And I think if anyone's listening right now and is like, I'm going to go to this game, I think the most confusing one out there is what we call shooting space. So I'm trying to paint a picture.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I watched and I didn't know why the whistle was blowing a lot.
Yeah, so... Essentially, if there is somebody in your direct path right. of the traveling of the ball,
gotcha.
You cannot shoot the ball. If you do, it better be perfect, or else they might get you on a dangerous shot. Because we don't wear helmets, we don't wear gloves, we don't wear chest protectors. The goalie wears these things, but Anna May wears goggles,
right?
Like little wire goggles. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you watch the World Championships. Americans are the only ones that wear goggles. No one else wears goggles. So a lot of that is to protect that defender from just getting hit by a ball. Mm-hmm. From our perspective as an offensive group, we set things up to go, oh, got her there. Look, I'm going to shoot. Official, I'm going to shoot. We make it look like I'm going to hurt that girl. And then they blow the whistle and we essentially get a free position. So a little penalty shot.
Right.
It's not necessarily a one-on-oh with the goalie because – your defense can crash into the side. But I would say that by far is the most common foul that we see that's exclusive to our sport. You know, just like in basketball, you're playing defense with someone, you can get your hands on them. You push them out of the way. You change their lane with your hands, your arms. That's called quite common in our sport, but that's not exclusive to our sport. We're shooting space.
That's the one.
And so the thought is, like, you're thinking, well, how do you play defense against the shooter? You can still do that. You just have to be, if I'm playing defense against Anna May, if I'm within a stick's length away, I can touch her with my stick.
Mm-hmm.
I can be standing right in front of her. She can't shoot through me. That would be illegal.
Gotcha.
But if I'm standing 5 feet away from her, am I really playing defense? No, I'm just standing in the way. So... it's to clear up that lane, to make it safe to shoot, and to teach people in this way of, like, when to shoot almost as well.
You know, and just in contrast, the men's said they don't. The men have helmets. They have shoulder pads. They have all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's ever going to change for the women?
No,
never. And I would prefer that it didn't.
It's a totally different game
in
that respect.
Game.
And that's why And they're both great games. Yep. But to understand, there's not a lot to understand with men. They just knock, knock the hell out of each other. and I mean, it's and the women seems a little more strategical. But you got to understand that. And I had a hard time. I was learning. Well, what do they call here? What do they call here? And I enjoyed it. I just think, John, I'll tell you this. If we would have had an opportunity to play it when we were younger, we'd have loved to have played lacrosse, you know? But we never had an opportunity like it.
And if it was more affordable as well, it's quite an expense, especially on the men's side.
But we never had even, heck, we only have one high school in our county that plays men and women. That's Tecumseh.
Yeah. Right.
Our own high school here, which is John's High School, still doesn't play lacrosse. It's
kind
of sad.
Grace and Ava Holland, they're on our team. They're Tecumseh guys.
No kidding.
I saw that on the roster there.
Yeah.
So we have a ton of men that have come.
Their older brother is on the team.
Yeah, their older brother's on the men's team.
So I just wondered, because it is kind of a different game. But one thing that I don't think is different is, just from my experience of watching, because I'll watch the game matches on ESPN.
Yeah, it's on all the time in the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
On ESPN and that
even
kind of
the
thing.
Big Ten channel.
That the teams that win championships are the teams that defend the best.
I'm always a defense wins championships kind of person, for sure. And I think that comes down to a lot of, that mental game. You have to remain strong.
Yes.
You have to remain sturdy. If you get scored on four times, no, you're not going to get scored on again. And I think that if you have that sturdy defense, they can get scored on four times in one quarter and still win the game 10-7, only get scored three times.
Yeah, I've witnessed that quite a few times in the women's game. I mean, the men's game, it has it too, but when we have these yellow cards pulled, we're playing a man down.
Yes.
Last year, we had a game where we had four defenders. We had three people out. Four defenders held the fort down and stopped a full seven from scoring. So the defense is very critical to the sport, and it's definitely, I think, they're the most important part.
And speaking exactly on what Anna May said about our player down situations, they recently changed a rule where it happens a little more often. Not for as long, but it's happening more. So you have to have these defenses that go, I made a mistake. I'm off for a minute. My six sisters out there are going to hold down the fort. And, the teams that go 20% penalty kill or 80% penalty kill, 70% penalty kill, those are the teams that go. Those are the teams that last. Those are the teams that win.
Coach, we're getting short on time. I want to ask you a couple questions, if possible. One is, first off, tell us about your assistant coach, who you have helping you.
Okay, so I have Alex Sklack. Alex Sklack is great. I think one of my favorite facts about Alex Sklack is my second assistant coach ever, Jeff Faulkner, went to Tiffin University, and he was coached there, and he coached Alex Sklack in their senior year. Alex is a GA for us. Alex was here last year.
Okay, so there's a transition.
Yep, and if they weren't here, I really think it would have been really hard. I think the team and we, all of that would have worked, but Alex definitely brought this glue of this is what they like from last year.
Gotcha.
This is what I think we should keep doing. This is what I like that you're doing. This is what they're going to vibe with. Hey, man, I don't know if this is what they're going to like. You can try it, but I know them. And so having that has been really great. Former goalie, so working with Brooke and making sure Brooke is ready and giving Brooke the attention that Brooke needs is pretty great, and a really defensive-minded person and isn't afraid to, chime in or... Good. One day I said something and Alex did not understand what I said, but was like, no, I don't think we should do that. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? And proceeds to explain. And I was like, first of all, thank you for sticking up against me, but I see where you're coming from, but this is what I meant. And they're like, oh, same page. But it was really cool knowing that this person that I have been coaching with for 2 weeks was pretty quickly to go, hey, I think this is what's best for our team.
Good.
I don't really like what you said or this idea that you had.
Let me ask you about recruiting. I know that you've experienced in recruiting, and that's a real asset to you because that's a whole other thing about coaching we don't talk about. It's been How's recruiting been going? Have you been, I know you haven't been here long, but
yeah,
how's it going for you?
It's going. I could be doing better. And I think that's just, as a coach at this level, that's the priority, is to get the right kids in that are going to be successful and hopefully help us win games. So as of right now, we're currently sitting at 2 commitments. We've got a lot of offers out there to kids that are super, super interested. So that I'm really excited about, is there is a lot of potential for these kids coming in. I have a plan. I just recently met with a Tecumseh coach, so we're going to try and work something out, get all their seniors to come down for a day. I mean, we talked about our one senior, Ava. Ava's coming back for a fifth year.
Oh, good.
So
really
we don't have any. We're not losing anybody.
Yeah, that's
as long as Anna May, when Anna May comes back 100% healthy, we're going to be good to go. We're going to be the same squad, plus hopefully a bunch more just awesome freshmen next year.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I just want to get it out there. Wednesday, February 5th, you kick the season off by taking the Crosstown Carpool to the dock and taking on Adrian College. It should be just a lot of fun. I hope the weather is good. I'm assuming that that is not a factor on whether it is going to actually be played.
Well, there is some weather.
There's some rules technically, but yeah. I mean, if it's 20 degrees, I think we're out there. I think you can expect to hear some whistles blowing and 30-something, 40 people just shivering and working their butts off playing lacrosse.
I think, some NAIA.
I think 15 degrees is like when it's
okay,
like.
But
is it a night game or an afternoon game?
It's night game.
It's at 7 o'clock right now. So, but keep checking the websites with how weather looks. Things might change. It might get bumped to a Thursday. It might get bumped earlier in the day. So we'd love to have everybody there, but just, you know, it might change at any time.
We might have a foot of snow, too.
If you're listening to this, you've probably lived in Michigan most of your life, so you know the weather is strange here.
Wait till tomorrow.
but would you play in 38 degrees and rain?
Yes. Well, rain, snow. I've played in snow a game where at halftime, they would shovel the lines. So we were running. You couldn't see green. So it'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be fun. Sounds like
it's a spring sport in the snow.
It sounds like it's going to be great. Well, I want to thank all of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
For being in here with me. I know I was the surprise of the night. Yeah. But thanks to Fred Smith from Siena Heights University, Brandon Allwood, the new coach, and, of course, our other guest, Anna Mae Martin. Thank you all for being here, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
Go get them.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here for the show. Join us once again on Monday evening, 6 o'clock, for Saints Sports Weekly, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.